Okay.
Cuéntanos un poco, háblanos un poco de Gears of War PC, qué novedades hay con respecto a la versión de 360.
Well, it's great.
I hope so.
It's been about a year since Gears came out on 360, and now for it to come out on PC, first and foremost, it looks great. I mean, running the game at high resolution with high resolution textures, I mean, it's worth, if you played through it on the 360, it is worth playing through it again completely on PC just to see all these environments in this full glory and their full detail. Five new single player chapters, and at the end of that, the player gets to fight the Brumac, which is that large creature that was in all the trailers. And throughout the entire level, you're getting essentially stalked by the creature, where he's like kind of, you know, there's one part where the players are underneath a bridge and the Brumac's outside, like harassing you and like chasing after you, like a cat playing with a mouse, right? And then shipping with 19 multiplayer maps out of the box, three of which are exclusive, and then a new multiplayer mode, and Unreal Editor. So we're shipping the very same tools that we use to build the game with the game, which is going to create this great organic community. Did you get all that?
Bueno, pues para empezar, hace ya un año que hemos sacado el juego, entonces pues hemos introducido muchos nuevos recursos para PC. Como primera cosa, se ve estupendamente, vamos, con esta nueva altísima resolución. Yo diría que si lo has jugado en Xbox, tienes que jugarlo en PC porque de verdad vale la pena. Y pues eso, tiene muchas emociones nuevas, tiene 5 niveles distintos exclusivos para PC de un solo jugador. Tiene los nuevos multiplayer, que son 3 exclusivos para PC, y estamos además proporcionando las herramientas como el Unreal Editor para que pues, cada quien introduzca lo que quiera. Y luego hay una parte pues, donde se puede luchar contra Bruma, por ejemplo, hay una parte donde están como debajo del puente y entonces pues, los tiene un poco fastidiados.
Sí, asustados.
Están así pues debajo del puente, un poco como un gato persiguiendo un ratón y tal. Y con el Unreal Editor pues, se convierte como en una plataforma. Vamos a tener una comunidad muchísimo más orgánica.
Ajá, genial. ¿Hay una nueva versión del Unreal Engine para esta, para la versión de PC? ¿Es diferente de la de 360?
It's still based on Unreal Engine 3, but of course it is Unreal Engine 3 with the latest and greatest tweaks and enhancements that we put into the tech, but it's not like it's Unreal Engine 4 or anything like that.
No,
it's still Unreal Engine 3 based.
¿Veremos alguna vez este contenido, estos nuevos mapas en 360?
Etc. on Xbox?
Nope. No.
PC exclusive.
Sí.
We want.
Con perdón, como de exclusivo era Gears para 360.
As exclusive as Gears of War was for 360
once. it's just one of those situations where we want there to be a motivation for gamers to buy the PC version. We want Xbox 360 gamers to go check out the PC version.
Yeah.
If for anything, to make levels, make mods, make something, tweak it, and it's like we're in a YouTube generation where everyone makes their own content. So we're providing the game version of that.
Es una situación donde queremos motivar a los compradores de PC y además a los de Xbox a que miren un poco la versión de PC, que hagan otros niveles que no tienen disponibles en Xbox, nuevos mapas. Somos como la versión en un juego de YouTube, que cada quien hace lo que quiere y lo pone en línea para compartirlo con otros.
Navidades de 2006, otoño de 2006, Gears of War 360. Otoño de 2007.
2006, Gears of War Xbox.
Otoño 2007, Gears of War PC.
Gears of War PC.
Otoño de 2008, Gears of War Mac o Gears of War 2.
Gears of War Mac for 2008 or Gears of War 2.
I think Mark Rain has actually gone on record and has said the Mac version is being developed. So,
yeah.
That's cool. I don't know anything about a sequel though. We're not announcing anything outside of Gears PC and Unreal Tournament 3 right now.
No nos vas a dar ninguna exclusiva.
So you're not giving us any exclusives today.
I'm not really at liberty to talk about any other future product at this point.
Yeah.
I don't see why we would make a sequel to a game that's sold over 4 million copies. That would be crazy.
Sí. I know. ¿Tenéis pensado nuevos packs de mapas o de
considered new map packs?
para la versión de PC o la versión de 360.
We're really not announcing any new downloadable content at this point. I mean, and the thing, what's going to wind up happening on the PC is the users are the ones that are going to build the majority of the content. I mean, now we're giving the game over, the content over to the gamers, and you're going to see amazing maps within 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then the game becomes its own living, breathing, organic thing, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pues de momento no estamos anunciando ningún contenido descargable. La idea es precisamente que estamos dando a los usuarios de PC la posibilidad de crear ellos su propio contenido. Yo estoy seguro de que en 3 o 4 días veremos nuevos mapas interesantísimos.
Ajá. ¿Habrá algún sitio central para descargar esos mapas creados por la comunidad? ¿Alguna especie de YouTube para Gears of War?
Some centralized place where you can download the content that players are creating?
We're not officially planning anything like that from our end as far as Epic. Keep your eye on the video game, like the fan sites, like gearheadsofwar.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to figure out very quickly what the best place is to go find the best maps. I mean, back in the day, I used to run my own website. It was called Cliffy B's Ownage for Unreal Tournament maps. Unfortunately, I mean, my hands are pretty tied right now as far as I'm pretty busy, like, with the various things I'm working on. So hopefully somebody else will step up and take over that duty.
Great.
Oficialmente no, desde Epic no tenemos nada, pero habrá que estar alerta pues a las páginas de los fans, a la página por ejemplo de GW.com, que seguramente ya encontrarán ellos la forma de hacerlo. Cuando tenía yo mi página pues sí que ponía cosas y tal, pero como ahora estoy ocupadísimo con lo otro, pues espero que alguien dé un paso adelante y se encargue de ese trabajo.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo de diferente es desarrollar para la 360 o para PC?
The tricky thing about a PC is that there's so many different configurations of PCs out there. I mean, there's, you know, you have XP, you have Vista, you have different processor speeds, different video cards, and, you know, every time you go over to your parents' house, you find there's 8 million icons in the bottom right tray because they installed out so much crap, right? And that in itself is a challenge, but, I mean, Microsoft has a great compatibility department. We've been able to work over a lot of that. The trickiest thing is just getting the controls right on the keyboard and the mouse, because the game was built exclusively for the Xbox controller, and getting it to play nicely but also still play like Gears, it was a little bit of a challenge, and we had a lot of behind the scenes tweaks in order to ensure that the game still plays like Gears.
Lo más difícil cuando trabajas con PC es el montón de configuraciones distintas que hay. Pues eso, la gente tiene XP o tienen Vista o tienen diferentes velocidades o las tarjetas gráficas son distintas. Pues eso, cuando vas a casa de tus padres te encuentras 14 millones de iconos de basura que han instalado allí. Y lo bueno es que al menos Microsoft es muy compatible con todo lo que tengas instalado, y el reto verdaderamente al trabajar con PC ha sido controlar, es decir, los controles. Ya cuando juegas con teclado y con mouse es mucho más... Nos ha costado un poco más, pero me parece que lo hemos puesto a punto bien.
Tú trabajas en Epic, creadores del Unreal Engine. Estoy seguro de que has visto un montón de juegos que están en preparación para el futuro hecho con vuestro motor. ¿Qué nos recomiendas? ¿Qué cosas deberíamos estar esperando?
Working on Unreal Engine, you have probably seen plenty of games that are using Unreal Engine too. So, what can you tell us about the future? What new things should we be looking out for?
Also, what games?
Mass Effect.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Stranglehold is quite cool. Did you play BioShock at all?
Yeah.
BioShock
definitely
is amazing.
It's great.
And then, of course, on the horizon, there's Sakaguchi-san's Lost Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Which runs on Unreal Engine as well. I believe Medal of Honor Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And then Area 51 coming up from Midway. Mm-hmm. Looks very tight. So, I mean, there's a ton of games coming out using the engine, and the majority of them look amazing.